This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Relaxation of your mind, time to get it in gear with those of us who are here helping you through the day, conversationally and otherwise. It's the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Toria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer's going to lead off with a home run. I know it. She's up to bat right now. Ready? Here comes the pitch. Boom! There it goes, Jennifer.
Oh, wow. Look at that go. Well, over the weekend, the Pope was in Panama, and he warned a bunch of young kids in Panama that social media causes a spiral of hatred. Now, flash forward a few days, and the news that a new generation of addicts is upon us, not necessarily addicts to drugs or to cigarettes or to alcohol, but a generation of child web addicts. They're saying now, scientists are saying, and doctors, that young people are becoming so obsessed with the internet that they spend more time on YouTube than they do with their friends or with their parents. And parents are now trying to figure out how to keep control of their kids' online usage and still making them kind of productive members of society. It was revealed that across the country, there are now rehab facilities for kids specifically and adults who are addicted to web devices, to smartphones, to iPads, to the content that they're finding online and in gaming systems. And this is kind of interesting. 7 out of 10 kids take their phone to bed, and even kids under five spend hours a day online. A fifth of children ages 8 to 12 are on social media, despite the supposed ban on kids under 13 on social media platforms. And there are a number of parents now, a growing number, who have admitted that their child has lost control, or that they've lost control of their child's consumption habits over websites and devices. So this is a growing problem. It's one that I don't think we know the impact of. We talk about the impact of screens on our kids all the time and how really those long-term studies are not going to pay off because obviously kids have been exposed to TV for a long time, but we don't know the impact of having kids who are exposed to these devices. And more than that, I was talking about this yesterday, actually. This is not Jeff's kids, but we know a kid who is young, 8, 9 years old, I think 9. And she's become part of this online community, this, I guess they call it Sims or something like that, where you can develop your own personal lifestyle, right? You get to do your own shopping, you buy your own clothes, you become the profession you want to be, you can decorate your apartment the way you want to be, and then you kind of decide who you want to present to the world. And then you're allowed to talk to people. You're allowed to talk to people 2, 3, 4 times your own age. And this is happening more and more with these kids who are not only addicted, but are now also talking to potential predators online. And this is
good God.
It is so scary. And you know, the thing that makes a difference, so we say, well, where are the parents? The parents can be there in plain sight. But when I was a kid, when Victoria and Kara, when you were kids, and even if we wanted to play a video game, now I was never a video game person. I did watch TV. My parents let me watch TV. But when I had friends who played video games, they were played on the family television set, or they were played on a television set that was in the room, so parents could always see what you were doing, even if you were playing video games. Now with devices and with so much of education actually bringing curriculum to these devices, I think parents are snowed as to what their kids are actually doing online and for how many hours a day we're actually exposed to this. So this is becoming a really big problem, and it's now finally getting some attention with these rehab facilities for kids popping up across the country because kids are losing their mind when they're told they can't be on these devices.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. The pressure, social pressure, pressure from peers, that sort of thing. It's not anything, I think I could safely say among all of us, even though we have people in this room from the 20s to the 70s in terms of age, we've none of us had the sort of, is it pressure? Is that the right word? Influence? Whatever. I was thinking as I was watching the state of the city address here in my hometown of Framingham, how, and I just sent a note to a couple of my friends on the city council, how the reality has changed here since I was a kid. And that's not bad. There are many, many, many things that have changed for the better that needed to be changed. But then there are other things that are changing that are characteristic of just going along to get along instead of really fixing problems. There's a lot of rhetoric and BS that's thrown at it, and nothing gets fixed. And so it just one of the things, actually, she was talking about with a number of new voters that have registered in Framingham, and of course she took credit for it because we have a new government, and she loves to talk about herself. And that's okay if you're really getting done what you say you're getting done, although most of the things she talked about she did were done under the old form of the government. But dealing with people who are new to our area, newly registered voters, you know, we have this thing in Massachusetts, one of the states that doesn't require identification. And so there was a concern in the last election about the number of people who came. The estimate was 14-15%, and that's huge, that may or may not have been actually supposed to be voting. That's a huge number. She kind of skirted over. Well, anyway, I don't want to talk about that. As much as I do the circumstance, the state of Texas right now is questioning the citizenship status of a lot of registered voters down there. And I wonder how many other states either are or ought to be doing this. The Secretary of State down there said in a press conference that they flagged about 95,000 registered voters who at some point identified themselves as non-citizens to the Department of Public Safety. And of that group, the office says about 58,000 voted in one or more Texas elections. Office says it advised local election officials to check, see if the people are citizens and actually eligible to vote. But the news media pointing out possible that those flagged went on to become citizens after they identified themselves to the Department of Public Safety. So, but think about it. Without more information, you really don't know how many people actually were voting fraudulently, right? I mean, this is and so people who support not having ID, that it's a sham. And it really is unfair to those of us who are legitimate citizens who have the right to vote versus people who just come here to take advantage. I mean, there are plenty of people who come here that are illegal that are contributing wonderfully to our society. Why they don't want to become citizens is a mystery to me. Because it's not that hard to do. It requires a certain amount of dedication, but it's not that hard.
Well, I've never understood that. In many, many cases, it is hard. That's why? Part of the problem.
What
because
is it?
There's
what's
so
the
much
about?
Red tape. And it's just because you apply for citizenship doesn't mean they automatically grant it to you.
But shouldn't well, why should they be an automatic? Some people shouldn't be here.
I agree. I think and this is something that Hillary Clinton campaigned on, and I agreed with her. And she said, you know, there should be a clearer path to citizenship, and there should be. A friend of mine who's a lawyer does pro bono work with immigration people. She's been down at the border doing all kinds of work, and it's just a mess. And she said, people who there with no red flags in their background, it's very, very hard and expensive to get to become a citizen. So unless we make it easier for people, then, you know, there's a lot of legal stuff that you need to pay a lawyer for. There's only so much legal aid out there, and the lines for that are just, I mean, the virtual
but
lines.
But isn't the benefit of coming here? I told you I was going to find. I'm going to find that information that I said I was going to find before and see if we can add that to the conversation.
I mean, I agree with you, but I'm just saying, like, the reality is different than what you and I are saying it should be. You know, it's easier
but that
for people
make
to come
me
here
illegal
and get working papers and,
voting
you know,
illegally,
and make money.
Right. None of it.
Right. No, I'm not saying, I don't think anyone. No, I'm not saying anyone who's illegal should vote. That's totally separate from
Jennifer,
what I'm saying.
What
I'm only talking about citizenship.
Saying, well, we may say it's hard to come here. Okay, well, a lot of things in life are hard, but that's why they're worth doing. And so, I mean, obviously it should be clear steps and you should know how to do it and how to go on that path. But, you know, I don't, I hate the option that it's hard. You know what? My every day is hard. It is hard for me to get up and work 16 hours every day. But people do things for rewards. They do things because it's the right thing to do, because work isn't, doing something that hard, that's hard is actually rewarding. What is the better than the ultimate reward of belonging to a country that you desperately wanted to come to?
But these are people everything who are doing
for
it the right way. That's what I'm talking about. My friend who's, who's representing these people, these are people who are working every day and doing it the right way and still running into roadblock after roadblock. I'm not talking about just random people who are, you know, sucking off the teat. These are working,
the one thing that I've heard is that the line to get in is very long, and that is because the immigration courts are backed up by like 800,000 cases.
Yep.
So that, I think, is valid. But if that's indeed the case, this is even more reason for Democrats to work with the president, because part of what he wants to do with his $5.7 billion is to bring more judges into the immigration court system to help alleviate and expedite the load of cases. And I don't understand why, and this is not to go back to politics, but clearly it always ends up back here. Because if the idea is out there to fix something, I don't know why people aren't jumping at the opportunity to do that instead of just playing checkers, chess with their political opponents. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yep. All right. A lot of food for thought here, though, and it's worthwhile. All of us need to think about what we need, what we want, et cetera, et cetera. 18 past the hour. You're listening to today's DJV program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
When I had my brother take me places, it was always like, we have to get there early so I can smoke a cigarette before we go inside. I'm in pain. I'm a little sister.
We always have to stop for cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch, another one on the way home, before dinner, after dinner. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day.
I didn't realize it was that much.
You know. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick. I honestly feel like I remember recently you asking me, like, did you want to smoke before we go in? And I was like, no, I don't need to.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Compliment. supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
John Mayer, who wins the Milton Berle Award, according to some of the ladies anyway, temporary Milton Berle Award. There's an old skit that Johnny Carson did with Milton Berle, and it followed a party at his house in which there was comparison of men's...
So you're saying that he has a big you-know-who?
That's what? That's what I
Good
heard.
Good job, Kara. Okay. I did not get that at all.
I was very confused.
Doing my interpreting job.
Nice job, Kara. Good job.
Impressive, actually. That was
very impressive. Right, exactly.
I have John heard that Mayer. About him, so okay.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, he's announced a North American concert day tour. He's going to launch his world tour in March, starting in New Zealand and Australia. Who wouldn't want to be in New Zealand and Australia? Just, John, don't sit on the toilet down there. Might have a little bit of a... What was it? Was it last week we had the story about the woman who sat on the toilet got bitten by a python?
Yep.
Was it Australia or New Zealand? One of those
New Zealand, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
He's less of a dirtbag now, right?
I think he's better at hiding
grown
it.
Up a little bit, yeah. Anyway, that's a nice song. He's going to kick off the 27-day North American tour in Albany on July 19th. Stops in Toronto, Nashville, Chicago, Dallas, San Diego. The Evening with John Mayer concerts featuring a couple of sets that will cover his music career so far, including that song New Lights, a song called Gravity, Love on the Weekend, Heartbreak Warfare, Daughters, Waiting on the World to Change, I like that song, and Your Body is a Wonderland. Really?
Written about, do you remember?
Wasn't that Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Love Hewitt, pretty close.
Oh, it was.
Jennifer,
first
name, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, he's been around. He'll be hitting the road.
He's been with Jennifer Aniston, too, so it was a good guess.
Right, yeah.
He's had a long list, yeah.
Wasn't he with Taylor Swift for a while, too?
Jessica
Take
Simpson.
That road? Yeah.
Yep. He dumped Jessica Simpson, I think, for Jennifer Aniston.
Well,
and
I mean,
Jennifer, Jessica Simpson went all crazy. She like dyed her hair dark because he was like trying. She changed everything for him.
And then Jennifer Aniston dumped him. Jessica Simpson. She totally changed. Yeah. And then Jennifer Aniston dumped him because he was spending all her money.
What a loser!
Okay. Mayer will be hitting the road, fronting Dead and Company for the fourth consecutive year, joining Grateful Dead members Bob Weir, Bill Kreutzmann, and Mickey Hart. Tickets for the solo tour go on sale starting Friday of this week through Ticketmaster, with pre-sale tickets available today at 10 local time. For every North American concert, there'll be two pairs of front row tickets, each with a pre-show meet and greet with Mayer. That'll be auctioned off, proceeds going to benefit the Back to Euro Fund, other associated charities that Mayer is connected to. So that's the John Mayer story. Now time to turn our attention to ZZ Top, celebrating their 50th anniversary, as we've noted a couple of times here already as the year gets started, with a Texas bash featuring Cheap Trick and Bad Company. Wow, this is a combo of bands playing a trio of shows in May at Dallas, let's see, Houston, and in Austin. Tickets go on sale also this Friday at 10 local time. It's been 5 decades. I think we're starting to get pretty good at this, says Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. We're just as excited to be back in Texas this May playing our bluesy kind of rock as when we started in 69. The Beards, Frank accepted, are perhaps a bit longer. Yeah, nothing else has changed much, and we're keeping it that way. Yep, looks just like Kara's father. They're all set, ready to go. Following on the Big Bad Blues, ZZ Top, 28 after the hour.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with Way4Work Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupons. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Developments regarding the State of the Union. After President Trump delivers his address Tuesday, February 5th, Democrats will have Stacey Abrams give the response. She ran for governor in Georgia and lost to Republican Brian Kemp. Abrams says she's honored to have been picked. She gained national attention when she tried to become the first female black governor. Word is she may run for Senate.
It's cold, that's for sure.
Nasty winter weather hitting a good part of the country. USA Radio's Alicia Cowan in Wisconsin, where Wednesday the high expected to be minus 11 degrees and the low minus 29.
Some things that we're doing to prepare, putting plastic on our windows. Usually we turn down our heat at night when we go to bed. We're not going to be doing that. We're going to keep our heat up at 70 so that our furnace doesn't have to work so hard. It's so cold.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Four at the hour now on today's DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen. Help yourself to our connection on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, two L's, two N's there, and at Doug Steffen, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Also, good way to connect with us as to what's going on here, there, and everywhere. But the best thing is to listen to us. Victoria, we're listening to you, both of our ears. And our eyes are open now to your wit and wisdom.
Well, some trending stuff that's coming out now is all about the Super Bowl and the commercials, which is always kind of a highlight of the entire extravaganza. That is no different this year. People are still paying $5 million for a 30-second spot. And the biggest advertisers that we'll be seeing this year are the kind of the usual Pepsi, Anheuser-Busch, Audi, Burger King, Kraft, Hyundai, Kia, and Mercedes-Benz. Those are the companies that paid the top tier for the best locations or the best, you know, the best placement for those ads. Now, one of the ads that's already gone viral and it's getting a lot of buzz is Sarah Jessica Parker and Jeff Bridges each brought back their two most iconic characters that they've ever played. Of course, Sarah Jessica Parker was Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City. She reprises that role, and Jeff Bridges brings back the dude from The Big Lebowski, and they are joining up together in a Stella Artois commercial. And it raises money to combat water shortage, and for that's Matt Damon's water charity that's connected to Stella. So for every pint of Stella, they donate clean drinking water to some place around the world that needs it. So that ad is actually super cute, and both of them are famous for drinking signature cocktails. Cosmopolitan is what Carrie Bradshaw drinks, and a White Russian is what the big what the dude drinks. And in the ad, they both choose a Stella Artois over it, and it's a very cute ad. So that's already making the rounds.
Very nice.
Some other ads that we're going to be seeing, Jen's favorite, Cardi B. She's everywhere. Cardi
really
B and Steve.
Her.
Yeah, I know. You guys are just, I would love to just see you guys have tea together.
This the lady we last were talking about was singing at the X-Rated Video Awards over the weekend.
That's awards.
The woman, right?
Yep.
Porn Awards, yeah. Okay.
So Cardi B and Steve Carell, that's a combination. They are teaming up for a Pepsi ad. So I'm sure that'll be cute. A-Rod, the retired Yankee, he is teamed up with Mr. Peanut. And so he's going to be seen in a Planters ad. One of the ads that looks really cute is Michael Bublé, which we all said there was too much Bublé at Christmas, but now it's died down again. So Michael Bublé will be featured in a Super Bowl ad with Bubbly, and that's B-U-B-L-Y. That is a very popular seltzer
really
water
good,
right
by
now.
The way.
So it's
a LaCroix girl, but it's Bubbly's good.
So Bubbly versus Bublé, and apparently in the ad, he's very upset that someone has basically copied his last name. So that'll be cute. And then one other cute one for Jen, the Backstreet Boys. They're in a Doritos ad, which is good for them, and they are seen auditioning Chance the Rapper for a role in their band. However, Chance has too many issues getting the patented Backstreet Boy dance moves down. So that's going to be kind of a funny Doritos ad. And then Christina Applegate, we haven't seen her in a while, but she's teamed up with M&M's. So lots of celebrities, as per usual.
With M&M the rapper or M&M the candy?
M&M's the candy. And actually, Doug, there's one other ad that I thought was kind of interesting. It's a storyline. This is an ad that we will not be seeing. It is a medical marijuana ad, and CBS has rejected it from the Super Bowl. It's a very compelling ad. They have three different profiles of people. A young boy who has hundreds of seizures a day. Traditional medicine wasn't helping him until medical cannabis came along, and he's basically able to, you know, survive. A man who was addicted to opioids after several back surgeries tells his story, and a veteran who had his leg amputated also tells his story about how medical marijuana has made his life livable. However, CBS rejected the ad, saying that they don't allow any marijuana ads on the air. Now, that will change if a federal law comes into play.
Yeah.
If it's
federal
marijuana is legalized.
For those of you, what we're doing here, Victoria is alluding to my interest in this. This sort of comes out of the same playbook as my interest 2012, when I was, and I say this without trying to sound like an egotistical ass, but I was the first person pretty much in a national scope that called attention to the problems of brain damage from playing football and all of the things that are ancillary to that. So now I'm getting in on, I really, really want to make my cause celeb using medical marijuana and hemp to replace opioids. The opioid epidemic is not, the word disgrace isn't powerful enough by any stretch of the imagination. The fact that 70,000 people died in our country alone last year, never mind Europe, never mind Asia, but in America, because these damn things have been prescribed to a fare-thee-well by doctors who often are getting a commission for writing a prescription for opioids. That's how sick this whole thing is, and people getting addicted to it, wherein if you have pain and problems from operations or whatever's going on in your body and you want some relief, Medical marijuana, excuse me, helps. But what is most helpful and least controversial is using CBD oil. There are stories on top of stories on top of stories about people who are using this oil and are finding amazing results. I have a problem with a nerve in my left leg, and I'm now applying hemp oil to it every night, and it's calming the nerve thing right down. There are all kinds of things, though, that people are talking about. I'm talking about by the millions. CBD oil, and one of the fellows I'm working with, I'm growing hemp on my farm this year. I'm getting into this because it's a good way to help make dairy farms viable. And the thing about the hemp oil and all the things that come from it, the usable, there are all kinds of, there's three different kinds of hemp, and the oil that's being used is so positively productive. The performance of this oil, almost any test you can give it to get rid of pain, is just amazing. It's a miracle. It really is. So this is the way we need to be going, and hopefully we keep pounding away at this and people are going to pay attention to it so that it will have a really positive impact. But it's really it's pretty disgusting how people have been using these opioids and what kind of a crisis it is, and how we now have the ability to turn it around and change what the reality is. So I think you even said that Fancy Nancy was using the CBD oil for something. Did you tell me that, Victoria?
Your
mother was using it. So somebody told me. Was it?
My uncle has liver cancer, and so he was just, because in New Jersey medical marijuana is legal, he was just prescribed pills, medical marijuana pills, and he also uses CBD oil lotion on parts of his back that are very painful. And so, but I think maybe what you're remembering is during now that we're in the middle of award show season, a lot of the girls on the red carpets are talking about rubbing their feet with CBD oil lotion to help numb the pain of standing in high heels. That's been like the biggest trend on Instagram awards show season so far, which is interesting. It has a lot of uses. It's kind of incredible.
Yeah. All right, so that's good. We go to Torrance, California for the next conversational point right after these words here on the DJV Show.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants, as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This portion of our DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, available in stores everywhere nationwide. Some of you may remember last year the story about the nuns who were in a Catholic school in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And they were accused of stealing $500,000 from a Catholic school. Sister Mary Margaret Kemper, Sister Lana Chang were forced into retirement at St. James Catholic School, where they both worked for about 30 years. This was a principal and an eighth grade teacher. A routine audit revealed that tuition fees and donations had been siphoned off for 10 years by these two. They apparently used the money for trips to Las Vegas. They admitted to the theft, placed under whatever they do to bad nuns.
Okay.
They were in jail for a while. They were tried and they were sentenced to repay the funds. The archdiocese didn't want them to go to jail, but they're among other things not only repaying the funds, but they are putting children through the school. They're paying. Well, so they're no longer nuns, so they got jobs, and they are.
So that's a lot of bingo and bake sales, $500,000.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that they. Yeah, I mean, but they just it's the optics of it. I'm just thinking about they couldn't have gone in their habits, right? They change into street clothes. And have you ever seen a nun in a casino?
They clearly had a gambling habit. Thank you.
You
know what this story makes me think of is there was that local news anchor in Los Angeles, Chris Burrows, who died right after Christmas. Yeah. And I remember watching him report on this story when it first broke, and he could not contain himself. He was laughing so hard because he thought someone was pranking him. He thought that the story was fake, just the way it was written.
Right.
And so I remember him saying, "This can't be right. We'll have to get confirmation. Did you fact check this?" He's like, dying of laughter. And it just, I flashed back to that when you were telling the story. Because now he's gone.
All right. So here's another sort of connected story. Nearly 1 in 2, speaking of nuns in jail, 1 in 2 Americans have had an immediate family member who has gone to jail or prison for at least one night.
I've got one.
I have too. I was in jail. One of the seven. Yeah, no, really? Carrie, you got anybody in your family who was in jail for at least a day, a night?
Not that anybody's told me about, but huh. I've got two uncles who were cops, so I guess they've been in jail, but not behind the bars.
Yeah, let's hope they're not part of the, what was that show, Wired? It was done by
the Wire,
Baltimore
yeah.
cops?
Huh? The Wire, yeah. But
the Wire, that was it, yeah. A lot of cops, yeah, that started, actually a couple of people had some good career starts as a result of that show. Anyway, I thought that was... I don't know, interesting, sort of compelling. That's what we're about here. A lot of compelling info on the DJV show, 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lots of answers. You can check out Dr. Joel Wallach and previous conversations that we've had on DJ Health by going to djhealthnews.com. Dr. Wallach here, and you are there, 888-302-3684 to call in the number for more info on a lot of these things that we're talking about. Talk to a live person at 855-310-8326. So, there's a question here, and I hope you don't mind. I'm going to refer to other doctors, other people who are prominent, get a lot of media attention like you do, deservedly so. Dr. Oz, I don't know what you think about him, and that's not really the question. He's been talking a lot lately about red meat and how difficult it is for the body to deal with red meat. I wondered what you thought about red meat or poultry or fish or getting protein. Maybe if you want to expand on that theory, what's your thought?
Well, Dr. Oz is a well-respected. He's a DO, an osteopathic physician. He's not an MD. He's not a naturopathic physician. He's a DO. And, of course, he has a great media presence and everything. He does a great job of bringing information out to the public. But red meat is one of the finest sources of protein, high quality. And, of course, there was a great flush of research back in the 1970s when the heart disease rate was skyrocketing, plaque in the arteries, which had been unusual. It was just like everybody had it. It was the cardiovascular system in America was just collapsing. because everybody was going the wrong direction. And it was called the Framingham Study. You may remember that, the Framingham Study.
I live in Framingham, and I know.
Well, there you go.
I've lived in Framingham all my life, and the Framingham Heart Study has been a part of the lore of our community for decades.
Right. And so what it was about 10 medical schools got together trying to find out what was it, what was driving suddenly all this heart disease and plaque in the arteries and everything that had never happened before. And one of the things they found out was the more red meat you ate, the healthier your heart was. Okay, the more red meat you eat, the healthier your arteries are. In fact, it wasn't a theory, it was a fraud, that cholesterol is bad for you, that eating red meat and animal fat and dairy products and eggs was bad for you because it had cholesterol in it. Well, that was 1,000% incorrect, Doug. In fact, the number four cause of death in America right now, is a disease that's caused by a cholesterol deficiency. It's called Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a cholesterol deficiency. Never existed before 1942 when Procter & Gamble bought a product that had originally been a synthetic smokeless yeast lungen lubricant for German submarines. Make a long story short, they converted it to a cooking shortening called Crisco, both the solid and the liquid, and nobody wanted to buy it. Everybody was into using things like lard and butter and cream and eggs for cooking shortenings. So to get people to switch from those traditional products to Crisco, they demonized cholesterol, and we began to get diseases, things like ED, erectile dysfunction, because testosterone is 95% cholesterol. Women got menopause at age 30. And then, of course, the pharmaceutical industry loved that because they're selling Viagra and Cialis to the tune of trillions. And then about the 1950s, here comes Alzheimer's disease because they came up with statin drugs to lower cholesterol, and everybody was put on statin drugs, and Alzheimer's disease became a big thing. It's actually caused by a cholesterol deficiency. 75% of the brain weight of all vertebrates is the white matter of the brain, and it's 100% cholesterol. That's one of the 900 different reasons that my thesis on 20,000 autopsies is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, wrapped up in cellophane, guess what? $25,000 to $30,000.
Good God. It's very interesting, the prolific. I think one time you and I talked about this because there are people who think that you're a quack, and they love to put people, the people who disagree with what you say, like what you just said about cholesterol and stuff, oh, this guy's a quack, you can't believe him. Well, how many quacks do you know who have stuff in the Smithsonian?
That's correct.
Yeah, right. I think that would be, that's my answer if somebody said to me, yeah, this guy, he's just, how many people have all this in the Smithsonian? Another book beside Let's Play Doctor that's available also at the DJV Health News website is Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I think that's where I first came, because a lot of the things that you've done have been done under that handle over the years. And I think that's what appealed to me or attracted me to you in the first place many years ago. The book is called Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and there are a lot of things connected to that, too, at the DJV Health News website. DJVHealthNews.com, that's how you get more info on what Doc Wallach's talking about here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.